Several temperature records were broken in the Okanagan for the second day in a row. Osoyoos was the hot spot at 39.7 degrees Celsius Monday, July 8. That beat the 2015 record of 38.5. Kelowna saw the mercury rise to 37.8, beating the 2015 record of 36.5. Vernon also broke a 2015 record of 36.2, reaching 37.5. Summerland tied its 2015 record of 35.7. A heat warning continues for the southern interior, with daytime highs reaching the high 30s and low 40s with overnight lows in the high teens. Temperature records were also broken across the Okanagan on Sunday, July 7. In Kelowna, a new record of 36.5°C was set, beating the old record of 35.6°C in 1970. In Penticton, temperatures of 36.5°C were recorded, beating the old record of 36.1°C, set in 1960. To the north in Vernon, a record of 36.1°C was set, beating out the 2015 record of 34.5°C. High temperatures are expected to persist until Thursday morning, July 11. Interior Health offers the following tips to keep cool during the intense daytime highs. If you have air conditioning at home, make sure it is in good working order. If you do not have air conditioning at home, find somewhere you can cool off on hot days. Consider places in your community to spend time indoors, such as libraries, community centers, movie theaters, or malls. Also, as temperatures may be hotter inside than outside, consider outdoor spaces with lots of shade and running water. Close windows, curtains, and blinds during the heat of the day to block the sun and prevent hotter outdoor air from coming inside. Open doors and windows when it is cooler outside to move that cooler air indoors. Ensure that you have a working fan, but do not rely on fans as your primary means of cooling. Fans can be used to draw cooler late evening, overnight, and early morning air indoors. Keep track of temperatures in your home using a thermostat or thermometer. Sustained indoor temperatures over 31°C can be dangerous for people who are susceptible to heat. If your home gets very hot, consider staying with a friend or relative who has air conditioning if possible. Identify people who may be at high risk for heat-related illness. If possible, help them prepare for heat and plan to check in on them. Everyone is at risk of heat-related illness, but hot temperatures can be especially dangerous for older adults, people who live alone, people with mental illnesses such as schizophrenia, depression, or anxiety, people with pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory disease, people with substance use disorders, people with limited mobility and other disabilities, people who are marginally housed, people who work in hot environments, people who are pregnant, infants and young children, your health. Drink plenty of water and other liquids to stay hydrated, even if you are not thirsty. Spray your body with water, wear a damp shirt, take a cool shower or bath, or sit with part of your body in water to cool down. Take it easy, especially during the hottest hours of the day. When outside, stay in the shade and use a broad-spectrum sunscreen with SPF 30 or higher. Take immediate action to cool down if you are overheating. Signs of overheating include feeling unwell, headache, and dizziness. Overheating can lead to heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Signs of heat exhaustion include heavy sweating, severe headache, muscle cramps, extreme thirst, and dark urine. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you should seek a cooler environment, drink plenty of water, rest, use water to cool your body, and monitor your symptoms. Signs of heat stroke include loss of consciousness, disorientation, confusion, severe nausea or vomiting, and very dark urine or no urine. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. When to call 911. In cases of heat stroke, loss of consciousness, disorientation, confusion, severe nausea or vomiting, or very dark urine or no urine. In general, When there is chest pain, difficulty breathing, loss of consciousness, severe burns, choking, convulsions that are not stopping, a drowning, a severe allergic reaction, a head injury, signs of a stroke, signs of an overdose or a major trauma. If you have a less urgent health issue, you can call HealthLink BC at 811 and speak with a nurse or go to an urgent care center or clinic if you can do so safely. That way, our emergency medical dispatch staff and paramedics will be available for people who need their services the most. There are also online tools at healthlinkbc.ca, including a Check Your Symptoms tool. More information can be found in BC's Extreme Heat Preparedness Guide and on the Interior Health website at https://www.interiorhealth.ca/health-and-wellness/natural-disasters-and-emergencies/extreme-heat.